Our next speaker represents the principals in our community. John Perpick is the principal of Charles Dickens Elementary School, and a fine school it is too. He's also the co-president of the Inner City Education Society. John Perpick.
Thank you, everyone, and I was extremely privileged, or really happy, to be asked to speak today. As an inner city educator for over 20 some odd years in the inner city, I have had the privilege of working in inner city schools as a teacher and also as a principal. I have worked in Vancouver's poorest Canada's poorest postal code as principal of the inner city school. And I just wanted to start out to give you two little scenarios of what children in the inner city, the kind of lives that they face. I'm going to name you two children whose names are not real names, but Billy, his mom was a sex trade worker. His dad disappeared, didn't know where he was. They lived in the most horrendous tear-down home near the school that you could possibly imagine. The brother was in jail, and one day we found a car in the back alley near the school where his sister was found murdered, shot. Billy was very angry, as you can tell. People have failed him. There was no one there to grab on to him and hold him and be with him when he needed someone there. He was not ready to read and write and do well on the FSA scores. That was like not for Billy. Billy needed intervention and he needed support. And the school was that place. It was a safe place for him to be. There was someone there who cared about him. There was a youth and family worker who could help him with just coming to school and understanding where he was that day. We had a privately funded breakfast program that made sure he ate. And above all, there was that hot lunch program for him because he didn't know where his next meal was going to come from. Brian, another student in the school, his mom was an alcoholic and also on drugs. She would go into rampages occasionally, and one day she chased Brian around the apartment with a butcher knife. And Brian, to his credit, knew what to do. He crawled under the bed, pulled up the telephone with him, and managed to call 911 and get himself apprehended into the Ministry of Social and Services because he knew it was not safe to be at home. This happened to Brian three times he was apprehended. He too was angry and frustrated, no parenting, and was wandering the streets at night and getting into trouble. Again, the school was a safe place, provided counseling, we had after-school programs to keep him busy, we had community youth workers that were helping him stay off the street, hot lunch program, breakfast, the whole nine yards. These are two examples of the kind of environments that these children live in. Vancouver is unique in that no other district in the province exceeds the critical mass of children living in poverty. They live in unsafe neighborhoods, they live in poor housing, they're transient, they witness violence, they're neglected and often abused. These children and families are the most vulnerable ones, and yet they will suffer the most in these cuts, and we must not allow that to happen. The primary goal, I believe, of education is that academic achievement is for all students. Inner city programs provide early intervention, academic support, literacy support, parent support, as I mentioned, counseling services. And we have firm data now showing evidence in improvement of student achievement directly linked to staff and programs funded by the social equity envelope, and we need to continue to have these supports. The lunch program, as Peter Oliveri mentioned and so many other people have, is a godsend. There's no stigma attached. You pay what you can, and some children go back two and three times. I have seen it with my eyes to make sure that they are filled up before they go home because they don't know if there will be another meal until hot lunch tomorrow. It's unconscionable to think that this government can make cuts to these kind of children and families and to take food from these kids. Hungry kids cannot learn. It's as simple as that. I would challenge Gordon Campbell and the education minister and anybody else that wants to come and spend a day in an inner city school and see the crises after crises that we deal with. And it's very ironic that the Vancouver School Board received, I believe it was last year, a $10,000 award for exemplary inner city school programs, and yet it seems ridiculous now to be dismantling them. The government can pay now or it can pay later. It can pay in court fees, it can pay in jail time, it can pay in income assistance, it can pay in many ways. My say is put the money there now where it's most needed. Every single kid counts, and let's not forget that. No more counts.